531.
This is PMN News at 6. I'm Taurakiro. A warning, the Cook Islands needs to pay their way if they go through with joining the Commonwealth and the United Nations. Countries pay millions towards both in membership fees, along with having to attend the international events and fund royal tours. Howard Henry is the former Cook Islands Director of External Relations and says if changes go ahead, the Cook Islands need to take financial responsibility.
Once we get established with the Commonwealth and established with the UN, there is costs there with maintaining presence and all that, but that's the cost that the Cook Islands will have to bear. We can't expect any foreign countries to come and give us aid in order to pay for our place in New York or pay for our place in the Secretariat.
Mm.
But we understand that.
And the countdown to Fiji's election has begun with just over a week and a half to go. The incumbent government of Fiji First, led by Waranka Banimarama, is seeking a third term in office. But political commentators say none of the major parties are likely to gain the support they need to govern alone. PMN Tonga's John Pulu, who was in Fiji this week, gives his take on the election.
There is certainly a feeling of excitement in the air. More than 600,000 Fijians have registered to take part on the big day, the 14th of this month. I think it's very important to follow with protocols of election, given Fiji's history with politics and the instability with coups. But the billboards are definitely in all corners, certainly Suva.
And still in Fiji, after a year since reopening its borders to tourists, Fiji has welcomed 520,000 international arrivals. Fiji was one of the first Pacific nations to open its doors to tourists with minimal restrictions after shutting its doors for almost 2 years through the pandemic. Tourism Fiji's New Zealand Regional Director Sonia Lawson says these figures represent an overall increase of 63% on pre-COVID levels.
The benefit of this for Fiji, of course, is that that's meant an injection of $805 million into the Fijian economy, which tourism has always represented approximately 40% of GDP. And employs, we believe, around 180,000 Fijians directly and indirectly.
And demands for drugs in Australia and New Zealand is causing havoc in the Pacific and is becoming a huge issue. Tonga and Fiji are becoming the transit zones for hard substances coming from the United States and other countries into New Zealand and Australia. Tongan community leader Pakilau Manasi Lua says deportees who have connections with gangs in the US and around the world are being sent back to Tonga and are causing trouble. He says the same thing is happening in New Zealand with deportees from Australia.
And then the 501s from Australia. So it's a very complex issue involving immigration, involving crime, involving youth justice. And it's a big issue that requires quite a lot of community support and also government resourcing to sort out.
And Wellington Mayor Tory Whanau hopes to inspire the next generation of leaders. Whanau has been in the role for 2 months and says it's her dream job. She says of her highlights so far is making local politics accessible to young New Zealanders.
I spoke at an event yesterday and I had a line of school kids, you know, head girls from various high schools lining up to have a photo with me and just saying, thank you, I feel inspired. It's like it is now time for our generation of leaders to be leading this country. I'm merely happy to be part of that journey and inspiring others to stand as well.
And finally, a Samoan hip-hop artist is the halftime headliner at the White Ferns Women's Cricket Match tonight.